Welcome to my podcast, where we'll be looking into the facts, stories, and people related to social injustice in America today. I'm Barun Reddy, and this is Uncovering the Truth. In this week's episode, we will be uncovering the truth on social issues, like the famous case of Walter McMillan, an African-American from Monroeville, Alabama. McMillan had started his day out, as usual, collecting his lumber and was driving home when he was stopped by local police. After confirming his identity, the officers arrested Walter for the murder of Rhonda Morrison. Morrison was the daughter of an influential family in Monroeville and was brutally shot 3 times at the laundry business she worked at. The police had too little evidence to go off, and with pressure to make arrests, the entire crime was pinned on Walter. With more than 20,000 residents, why McMillan? The answer comes in 2 parts. One reason was his interracial affair with a young white woman named Karen Kelly, which gave McMillan a noticeable reputation. Karen Kelly soon became a suspect alongside Ralph Myers in the murder of Vicki Pittman. This brings me to my second reason. While being interrogated, Ralph Myers said that he had nothing to do with the murder of Morrison, but the police started to beat him and torture him. This pressure led to Ralph Myers lying that not only did he kill Pittman, but he also claimed that Kelly and McMillan had murdered Rhonda Morrison as well. To test Myers' theory, the ABI, also known as the Alabama Bureau of Investigation, asked Myers to meet McMillan in a store months later after the murder. While the ABI monitored this interaction, Myers was not able to identify McMillan and had to ask the store owner for help. When the store owner pointed at McMillan, Myers approached Walter and handed him a note written by Karen Kelly. This test was to see if Walter knew Myers and was associated with him in the murder. Walter saw both the note and Myers and became confused, which indicated the ABI that Myers and Walter did not know each other. However, when the pressure was on the newly elected sheriff, Thomas Tate, to arrest someone for the murder, they decided to go with Myers' allegations and arrest Walter McMillan. Even though there was no evidence linking him to the murder, they believed that they would be able to find any evidence later. With an interview that I conducted with Brian Stevenson, McMillan's lawyer, said that a new study has found that if a black man is convicted of murder of a white man or woman, they are more likely to be executed than a white person killing a colored person. People of color are more likely to be arrested and convicted for something they did not do. Brian also found out that there was a fish fry at the McMillan's house, where Walter was present at the time of the murder. There were dozens of witnesses who could prove Walter was there at the fish fry, and had posters which were distributed among the community too. After Brian gathered all of his evidence, he and the EJI, also known as the Equal Justice Initiative, proved that Walter was innocent and freedom on February 23, 1993. Walter sadly developed dementia and later died on September 11, 2013. Social injustice was not only seen in the 90s, but it's even seen today with the injustices of Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and even in our own healthcare system. I would like to give special thanks to Harvard Medical School, Brian Stevenson, and BBC News. Thank you for listening to Uncovering the Truth. I'm Arun Reddy, and have a great night.